So for the rest of us, I wonder if we can imagine we've followed Jesus for quite a while now, and maybe we're on the edge of his gang. Maybe we've just dipped in and out when we've been able to get away from the house and get to Jesus. But he's been telling some amazing stories that we've been listening to, and he's been healing people, which is an incredible thing to do. He's also been feeding people and talking to people and getting alongside people wherever they are. So we're on the edge, potentially, of this crowd. How does it feel? Well, it probably feels quite exciting, but it might feel quite puzzling. We might not understand quite what's going on. It might be compelling. Maybe we can't stay away. Maybe we absolutely have to be with Jesus every day, listening to what he has to say. Maybe it's challenging us. Maybe our hearts are stirring and we're saying, actually, this makes sense. I need to make a change in my life. And so we find ourselves on this Sabbath day in the story that we heard that was read by Katie, going into a synagogue, which was like a Jewish church, if you like, with Jesus. And right in front of us, there's this poor woman. She's probably quite a well-known character. She's probably been hanging around for a long time. And we're told that she's been ill for 18 years, bent double, clearly in real trouble. We don't know why. Maybe she'd been abused. Maybe she had a disease. We don't know what was the problem. But she was in trouble. And Jesus has compassion on her. And he doesn't wait for a minute. A word from him in our story and a touch. He just touches her shoulder, probably, and the woman is healed. She rises up to her full height, and she is healed. And Jesus calls her forward and says, "Woman, you are set free from this." It's amazing. And she was full of thanks, we hear. And this is a picture of what God can do for all of us in one way or another. However broken we feel, however guilty we feel, however lonely we've become, however addicted we've become, actually, Jesus is there to bring us back and make us whole again, to straighten us out, if you like, to mend us, to heal us, to refresh us, and to recreate us. All of us at some point in our lives will ask that question, won't we? What's the point of life? How can I break free from what's holding me back? How can I live a more meaningful life? How can I be transformed into what I know I can be? And this story of Jesus is just a reminder that each of us is invited, as Sophie said, to come to Jesus, to be on his team, if you like, and to say yes to him, and to receive from him which only he can give. Forgiveness, inspiration, healing, transformation. Each one of us has that opportunity. Each one of us is invited. None of us is an accident. None of us is an afterthought. Each one of us is an important part of God's family. And as Sophie said, God's family is like a team. I don't know whether, if you've been watching BBC 4 this week on Channel 9, they've been giving a lot of backstories to a lot of the athletes, and it's amazing. Some came from really poor backgrounds. Some were orphans. Some had struggled with amazing adversity. Some of them were in real trouble in their lives. Some had started off in places which are really difficult to make anything of yourself from. And yet all of them had made it. Some had been bullied. Some had had low self-esteem. And yet, they'd become part of this successful team. And in a way, that's the same for everybody here. However broken we are, we might be broken like the woman in the story. However broken we are, we can be part of God's team. We can be brought back in to his community once and for all. We all have an important part to play. Each of us is invited and called to that team. And in fact, without us, without any one of us being part of that team, there's somebody missing. There's a medal that the team can't win together without one of those people, without you personally being in the team. If we'd been there in the crowd with Jesus on that day, it might have been clearer. Jesus' invitation might have been more obvious than it is to us today. But the truth is that there is no better path to follow, and that path is open to each of us, to you and to me. In Ely today, wherever we live, wherever we come from, it's open to us today. It's as if we're being in the crowd that Jesus had in front of him and being invited to follow him ourselves. It might be risky, it might be unpredictable, but I would encourage everyone to try it. It's the decision of your life. And the second reading we had, just briefly, is a picture, another picture really, of the same team. Bold and lurid colours of this heavenly city that we're all invited to once Jesus has brought us home. A place where Jesus has changed everything, where he's offered forgiveness to those who really want it. A city where justice and peace and unity reign. So Jesus wasn't just dealing with each one of us as individuals, but he was dealing with us as a community and as a global community as well. We enter this city because of the grace of God, his sacrifice for us, his forgiveness of us, his healing of us. And he gives us a passport to that city forever. I expect most of you will have seen a lot of athletes this time were running under the Olympic flag because they were refugees from their country. They've been abused by their government, whatever country it was, whether it was China or North Korea, whether it was Syria. All these athletes had come together and were now running together under the Olympic flag as refugees. They were once broken, but they were accepted into the Olympic family. And that is what Jesus does for each one of us. He gives us a new flag, a new passport to run under. And what is our response? Well, I can invite you to just say thank you to God and to invite him in. So I'd like to say a little prayer now, which if you want to follow, please do. If you don't, that's fine, but if you would like to, maybe this is the first time, maybe this is the second or the umpteenth time that you've prayed a prayer like this. But can I invite you to follow it in the quietness of your hearts? And if you want to open your hands in front of you to do that, that would be great. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, I realize that I am broken. I realize that I come from a place where ordinarily, there isn't a great deal of hope. There are things which hold me back, things I haven't been able to beat, things I'm not proud of. But I thank you, Father, that you died on the cross for me so that I could be forgiven and set free. I accept that forgiveness. I thank you for that forgiveness and invite you to take me into your family, into your team, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Okay. So I'm going to hand back to Sophie. How have you got on?